KC5.
Hey, is Mike there?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Jaw over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right.
Hey, we spoke a little while back, beginning of January, and you mentioned that, you know, June and July is the busiest time for you because of some overflow work.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check in with you before then, just to see if you're if you need anything for equipment or any kind of capital to get ready for that time.
What kind of interest do y'all do that on?
Which one are you looking at, equipment or capital?
Equipment.
Equipment? Okay. So for equipment, it obviously is a traditional loan. It's 2 to 5 year terms. Our rate starts in the low mid single digits. And we actually have a 90-day deferred program, and we don't require a down payment.
Okay. So like, say it was $17,000.
Okay.
How many years is that?
What's your credit looking like?
I should be pretty good.
Okay, so like 700 plus, 650.
Probably, it was a little over 7. I think it's probably right around 7.
Around 7, okay.
It's a pair under, but I think it's still around 7.
Okay. And is this going to be a new use?
New.
New, okay. Nice. What kind of machine is it?
It's called an iron worker. It punches holes. And.
Oh, nice.
We've
okay.
Got one, but it's 18 years old, so.
Ah, I see. Yeah, time to switch it up. It's probably couldn't do it faster, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, 17. So, since it's a new one, too, let's see. Let's just say, what term would you like?
I guess that would, I just kind of depend on the payment, I guess. That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because obviously.
You go anywhere up to 5, or?
Sorry, what was that?
On that amount, say $17,000, mm-hmm. Can you do it, 2 to 5 years anywhere in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 to 5 year. So, and it's basically based on your sales, your credit, and, your industry.
Yep.
We do go up to 5 years, even if it's, for only $17,000 for your equipment. Since it's new, too, it's, it's easier to finance. But the thing is, obviously, the longer you take the loan for, the more interest you're paying back in total. The shorter term it is, the less interest in total you're paying back. But obviously, we give you options to choose from, too. So it's kind of like you can choose your own route.
Assuming things was okay, credit and whatnot, if I wanted to do the $17,000 on 4 years, do you know what kind of area of a payment?
Sure, let me take a look real quick. So it'll be 48 months, 17, 48. All right, so you're looking at $354 without any interest per month. Okay, so I would say you probably add another. If you have a pretty good credit, I would say probably add another. Maybe 100, maybe a little lower than that in interest per month.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe like 450 or some, a little bit under 500, I would say.
And that would be at what rate?
I'm not too sure. Let me see. So that if it's about $100 in interest, then it would be around the 4.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a timeline on when you want to bring it on?
Do what?
Do you have like a timeline on when you want to bring it on? Are you working with a vendor? Got any discounts going?
I just kind of looked at prices about 6 months ago on stuff. That's the only reason you'd be around 70 or so.
Okay. Especially since you're going.
Those things it's one of those things when I got ready for it, I could have it here in a week, so.
Right. Yeah. And we do have, we are running like a 90-day deferred payment plan too. So since, your busiest time is June and July from last time we spoke, if you have a vendor that you're looking at, maybe in the next couple weeks, we can get the process rolling and, get your equipment in your shop and cash flowing itself. And then you can make payment after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would we need to do to go ahead and, you check my credit and whatnot? Mm-hmm. I can find out exactly
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's very easy. I'll send you the one-page app. We just need 4 months of most recent bank statement. So from, what is that, November until February. Mm-hmm. And then also just your tax return.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which we hadn't done it yet, so.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Like, do you have your 2014s?
I don't even know what that means. My wife handles all of it, but.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this?
The very last day when we get it turned in, because she couldn't get it that morning, so.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, if you don't have it, we can just take a look at your banks first and then just your credit. Since, you know, equipment is, it's based on your credit and your business. So those two things will give us a really good idea of, you know, what we can get you and if it makes sense. You can kind of hold on to the pre-approval and do your shopping after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see here. I think I have your email from last time, kcfabrication@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and shoot it over to you, and then once you get it back to me, I can get you, like, an answer in probably a day or two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there won't be any rush, but yeah.
Yeah, well, at least that way you have kind of, like, a general idea of, you know, what you can qualify for, and then if it makes sense for you to, you know, buy the equipment, if it's, you know, if it, you know, if it's going to make the money that you need, then it makes sense for you to buy it. And you can hold on to the pre-approval, and you can tell your vendor, you know, what you qualify for.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll send this over to you. When would be a good time for me just kind of, like, follow up with you?
I don't know. I can look at it on my phone, or so. I don't even have a... My computer's being worked on at the moment. They're waiting on a part on.
Oh, really?
I hope the next day or two.
Ah, I see. Okay. Is it your work computer that's getting worked on?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully we get it fixed. Ones aren't that expensive right now either.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not charging you a lot.
No, it's not a expensive part. It just had to come from California, so.
Ah, I see. I'm in California right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're living the good life, ain't you?
Well, I guess you can say the weather's pretty nice.
You know,
I don't take it for granted.
Me and my wife went to San Francisco, I don't know, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, and I just loved the weather there.
That's actually where I grew up.
The map of the United States, I'm like, yep. I know they're probably going to be 50 degrees to 70 degrees. It usually don't matter what part of the year.
Yeah. San Francisco, I actually grew up there, and our weather is always hovering around at least 50. The highest is like 75, and it still has like a nice breeze. But but right now I'm actually in San Diego, so we're a little hotter over here.
Yeah.
We get up to like the 100, you know, during the summertime.
Well, we went on a tour of Alcatraz at night, and we rode one of these big water whatever taxi type boats over there.
Mm.
It was like September. I don't know what the temperature was, but it felt so good to us. And everybody there was putting on their coats and stuff.
Yeah. You guys get really hot, huh?
Cool for San Francisco time of year or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys get, like, really cold and really hot?
We get up as high as 100 sometimes, you know.
And it
gets down to 3 or 4 degrees. It's a big range.
Oh, wow. That is a big range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like right now you guys, you got a little rain, huh?
Well, a little bit, and it's supposed to start again tomorrow. Maybe it's going to wash some of this pollen. I don't know if y'all have pollen. Way out in California, we covered up with it here. Everybody around here this time of year is just miserable, sneezing and whatnot.
We are too. Like, I have a black car, and it's just full of pollen.
Yeah, it's easy to see on it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it says like a whole layer of just yellow.
Well, okay, yeah. Just send that over and I'll
take a peek at it.
Something on it, I will.
Okay, so, all right, sounds good.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
See
bye.
Ya. Bye.